Hey, good morning, everybody. Terry Somerville here at Spirit FM. Glad you've joined us today. And just want to share a few insights and thoughts around the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 tragedy, a crisis. I guess it's not a tragedy in the sense that it's just outright murder and terrorism that had taken place. And, you know, what can you say? I don't want to recount any of the stuff that you're going to see over and over and over and over again for the next week. It's already been on the television, of course, recounting all the insights and what happened around 9/11 and so on. And yet the tragedy strikes us so hard in North America because, generally speaking, we've been pretty insulated from this kind of stuff, haven't we? Here in North America, United States and Canada, we've been isolated from terrorists. We've been generally pretty isolated from this kind of violence, and not true in the rest of the world. But for us, it became quite a shake-up about what the reality of the world is like. Yeah, Jesus said that right till the last day there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, that this kind of stuff is going to keep on happening and happen again and happen again. We've been so blessed by the safety that the Lord has given us in North America, and yet we're touched by this terrible violence that comes by way of terrorism. It's really, first of all, the new kind of warfare. And I think maybe that's worth saying, that there are wars and rumors of wars, but the type of warfare, this guerrilla warfare, this terrorist warfare that's taking place, is a little different than, you know, lining up the troops and the two sides shooting at each other like you had in the First and Second World War and Korean War and Vietnam and all the rest of that kind of stuff. Different shift of warfare once again. And let me just take you back into the Word of God here and some thoughts about it. I said, first of all, that Jesus said there is going to be wars and rumors of wars. And you know, it's never stopped. It has never stopped. It's been going on up to the time of Jesus, and it has never stopped since the time of Jesus. But we have lived in an era of wonderful peace, generally speaking. We have been living in North America in a time of blessing from the Lord. And I personally am convinced it's because of our Christian heritage. It's because we have been in nations that sought the Lord, that put God first, that pray, "Oh God, keep our land." Like the United States puts on their money, "In God We Trust." In Canada, we have in our national anthem, "God Keep Our Land Glorious and Free." That we, as a conscious effort of our country, our leaders, our government, our people, for generations and generations have said, "God," and specifically Jesus Christ, "We put ourselves under you. You are our head, and we are a country that exists because of you." I mean, that really is in the backbone of our country here in Canada and the United States. And you might say, you might be listening to this going, "Oh, well, no, I don't think so." Well, then I only can say to this, then you're completely, absolutely, totally ignorant of our national history if you don't believe that. And I don't have to go very far to do that. All I have to do is take you on a little tour of the Parliament buildings in Ottawa and show you all the scriptures that are engraved in the wall in stone to prove it to you. I only have to go back and recount the histories of some of our greatest explorers, who you don't hear about in the schools, were actually exploring as missionaries. They were trying to get out with the gospel. And, oh, yeah, well, they're out there, promoting the beaver trade and trying to cut through for Northwest Company and the Hudson's Bay Company, all that kind of stuff. Dig deeper, and you'll discover their Christian heart, their missionary heart. It's the truth. And all that to say this, I believe that there's a reason that we have great safety in a nation. It's because a nation fears the Lord, and we've had that over the years. We're living, so to speak, clinging to our forefathers' coattails. We're enjoying these days the blessings of our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our great-great-grandparents, and those that feared the Lord that went ahead of us, that implored God for safety over the country. We've been enjoying their blessing. But for the last several decades, we've been living in an era where the country, the courts, the government, the people have been systematically throwing off God being in our country. And as we do it, don't be surprised that our safety disappears. Now, you know, just give this some perspective here. Over in Europe, I've been to Europe many times, been England and you know, other places in Europe. They have had terrorism right there on their borders, on their doorstep for a long time. And if you go to London, England, and walk around downtown, you're going to find out something very interesting. The place is filled with video cameras. It is. Why? You know, I mean, I tell you what, you can't get on or off a train, buy a newspaper, eat a hamburger, pick your nose or anything in London, England without Big Brother watching and knowing what you're doing. It's true. It's true. That's how they caught the terrorists in the subway. But why is all that there in London, England? It's there because of the IRA, the Irish Republican Army, that for decades and decades brought terrorism into London, England, and other places and set it off bombs, killing people. They were not exempt from this. They know what it's like. We didn't know what it was like. They know what it's like. And so it goes. Countries and nations around the world, civil wars in Europe, Bosnia, Herzegovina, you know, Yugoslavia, Africa, all these nations. And you go there and go, these people look like you and me. And here they're going through this terrible, terrible stuff. Yep. There shall be wars and rumors of wars. What is our place of safety, folks? What can you rely on? When we look at all the recounting of 911, yeah, the government has clamped down on security. Americans have severely clamped down security. You can't get in and out with a passport anymore, even from Canada, as we found out, of course, while we were just going on our holidays. I remember even after 9/11, you could go to Campbell River Airport and just trot on through and out on the tarmac and up in the plane. Weirdly enough, for quite a while after 9/11, I could get on a plane without any security check here in Campbell River and fly down to Vancouver and go into the secure area in Vancouver. Nobody checked me. Nobody checked me. And that was normal. We didn't think anything of it. No way you can do that now. And Campbell River actually got one of the most checking airports I've ever been in anywhere in the world. Yeah, they're right on top of you, just watching everything, checking everything, making sure nothing gets in. But the bottom line here is, what gives a nation security? What will bring protection from further terrorist attacks? Will all this effort, will the watchman bring security from terrorist attacks? Well, the Bible has quite a verse that says, unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman is watching it in vain. It's true. That's what the Bible says. I don't have it right in front of me. Unless the Lord is watching over the city, the watchman watches in vain. In other words, it's fine to have those security systems in the airport. It's fine to have all the border checks and the high security and passports and fingerprints and eyeball IDs and watch everybody on the plane and security cameras in England and you know that. But the bottom line, the Bible says, unless the Lord is watching the city, all of that is in vain. Are we going to learn this lesson? Well, you know what? Our government may take a while to respond to this lesson because they're afraid of what they say. And the media gets a hold of them. If they ever say anything pro-Christian or sounds even spiritual, they'll just be taken to pieces by the media out there. But it starts with us. Will you pray for our country? Will you pray that God will secure our nation and our city? Here's what King David said in Psalm 31. Remember, this guy is king of the nation. This guy has had victory over victory over the enemies. This guy has finally come to having peace, and he says, Lord, I've come to you for protection. Don't let me be put to shame. Rescue me, for you always do what is right. Bend down, listen to me. Rescue me quickly. Be to me the rock of safety, the fortress where my enemies cannot reach me. For you are my rock and fortress, and the honor of your name will lead me out of peril. Wow. That's pretty straight up, isn't it? King David, mighty King David, says, Lord, you are my fortress, you are my stronghold, you are my safety. Here's Psalm 28. O Lord, you are my rock of safety. You are my rock of safety. Look after me. Watch over me. Don't let my enemies take advantage of me and get a hold of me. He says, Psalm 32, you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. Wow. Isn't that interesting? And over and over and over again in the Psalms, King David, the mighty King David, says it is God who protects. It is God who rescues. It is God that keeps alive. Listen to this. Psalm 41, oh, the joy of those that are kind to the poor. The Lord rescues them in times of trouble. The Lord protects them. The Lord keeps them alive. The Lord gives them prosperity. The Lord rescues them from their enemies. And I'm just flipping through my Bible here. It's easy. I've got some of these underlined. And just blip, blip, blip. There they are over and over and over and over again. I am teaching my heart to know the Lord as my protector and my keeper. It's not the arm of the flesh. In fact, Jeremiah, it says, cursed is the man who trusts in the arm of the flesh to protect him. And blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. So in light of all this stuff with the anniversary of 9-1-1, 9-11 being upon us, it's a tragedy we should never forget. It's set our thoughts to be sober and vigilant. It is something indeed that was just horrible, awful in every way. We need to think about this fact that our security is in God. Where are we going with God? Let's start personally. Where are you going with God? Is God your security? Is he your keeper? Is he your fortress? Is he the one that is going to watch out for you? Well, it says if you're his people, he will be if you make him your fortress and make him your keeper. It's not just something automatically happening. Go about your daily business, do whatever you want. Who cares about God? No way it will happen that way. But if you belong to him and you tend to him, you watch him, you seek him, you pray, he'll watch over the city. And that's what we pray right now. Lord, according to your word, you can make all the human preparations in the world for safety. And unless you watch over the city, the watchman's watching in vain. Father, in North America, United States, Canada, and other places have made all kinds of preparation to care for our safety. The governments, the armies have prepared safety in the airport, safety in the sky, safety at the borders, watching people, trying to figure out who might be plotting terrorist attacks. And they've been caught at it. But we know, Lord, that all that's in vain unless you are the one. You put it there. You can expose what is hidden to those authorities. Father, I pray for Canada and the U.S. I pray this weekend you will expose what has been hiding. You will expose the plots so those that are watching are not watching in vain. Expose what the enemy is doing. Expose what Al-Qaeda is doing and the other terrorists. Expose and bring it out. Bring safety back to our nation and make it in such a way that we say, thank you, Lord, it's you that's doing it. Father, we pray for safety over our city of Campbell River in the name of Jesus. We pray you would expose what the evildoers are planning to do, those that are thieves, those that are violent, those that are robbers, those that are doing the things that should not be done in Campbell River. Bring it, expose it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Protect us as a city, as a people, Lord. We give you the glory, and we ask that you would give wisdom and insight to our law enforcement and others. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, you would protect the city. We pray you would protect the land. In the name of Jesus, amen.